Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up, guys? Coach Steve here, and welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I've got a special guest today. We've got... Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so we've got Coach Helen here in with us today. And the episode today, we're going to be talking about failure. We're going to be talking about failure, and I'm going to give you the 6 steps on how to overcome any failure. And this goes out to all of our challengers who maybe have fallen off the bandwagon or maybe have given up on the challenge, or maybe anybody who's listening to this who is trying to go through a behavior change and maybe has faced a little speed bump along the way. Maybe, you know, you're trying to quit drinking or smoking or trying to improve your health and fitness, but you're facing some adversity. So we're going to go through the 6 steps. Now, Helen, failure is pretty common across most people.
You're telling me I'm a failure?
No, I guess, you know.
Everybody fails somewhere in their life.
Yeah.
Everywhere. It's not really a failure, though.
No.
It's really a speed hump.
Yeah, that's it. And I think it's the way you look at it. And sometimes, you know, people might fail at something and then kind of give up on it. And I think it's the approach you take on it, right? So either, you know, we were talking about this before we started the podcast and we're trying to think, oh, when did I fail something? And I think for both of us, we were thinking, well, you know, this activity wasn't a failure. Like, we both looked at it in positive ways. Like, for example, you know, I used to compete in bodybuilding and I made it to a national bodybuilding stage and, you know, I failed. I didn't even place in the top 10. And, you know, I could have looked at that as, oh, I failed, but I looked at that as a success because I made it to a national stage, right? And yeah, I think it's definitely how you look at failures in general, if you take it from a positive spin or a negative spin. You know, do you have an example?
I didn't find mine as a failure. I sort of felt that I got up on the stage. I did bodybuilding too, and I prepared and I got up on the stage. I didn't feel like I was a failure. I just felt that my time was done and I just wasn't really enjoying it. So I sort of just decided that was it and moved on to something else.
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't give it enough time, but I sort of thought a couple of years I had, and it's hard work, very hard work. Yeah. So I thought, no, time to move on to something that I know I'm going to enjoy every bit of it.
And I think that reflects a lot into the challenges that are coming through now. You know, some people might be, you know, the moment of recording this, we're up to week 8 and check-in is just around the corner for week 9. And, you know, there's definitely 2 ways you can look at it. You can say, oh, wow, I've lost 5 kilos, this is amazing. Or you can look at it in a very negative way and say, oh, I've only lost 5 kilos, I've still got another 5 kilos to go. And your perception of that is going to dictate your response. And if you think it's a failure, or if you think that you've, you know, not achieved what you wanted to achieve.
Look at it another way. You know, I've only lost 2 kilos, but I've lost 25 centimeters or 20 centimeters. You know, that's just the way it is. It's the way the... So as the ball rolls,
it's the journey, right?
Yeah, it's part of the journey, and there's a lot more of it. You know, these days are people losing minimal weight but losing a lot of centimetres, and that's huge. Losing the centimetres, you change your body composition, you change the way you feel, the way you look, everything, and it's not a failure.
Yeah. Before I jump into my 6 steps into overcoming any failure, I guess I will talk to you about one failure that I experienced, and it was when I was training for the Melbourne Marathon a few years ago. So about a month off of the marathon, I was planning to do my long run. So normally in marathon training, just before the marathon, you do like a longer run. I guess it's like a test. So I was planning to do a 36-kilometer run. So 36-kilometer run, and you know the marathon is 42 kilometers.
You're crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, running along in my suburbs and I'm running a couple of hours in. I'm not a fast runner at all. And I remember I hit kilometer 30 on my little Fitbit in my watch. And then, you know, I was struggling to 31. And, you know, all of a sudden my body just said, nah, I'm done. And I kind of like slowed down to a walk and then slowed down to a stop. And then I stopped.
Was it your body that said stop, or was it your mind?
Yeah, well, it was actually a really weird experience because my mind was saying, oh, like, what the hell, Stephen? Like, why are you stopping? But then my body was just like, nah, I'm done. You know, like if you walk a dog and you're like, the dog's walking along and then it just kind of stops and sits down. It's like, I'm done. Like, that's it. That's what I felt like my body was doing. So I was kilometer 31, so I was still 5 kilometers away from my house. And I was like, okay, it's fine. And I ended up just going through a very slow walk. And I did a very slow walk to the nearest shopping area. So I was sitting there outside of this Thai restaurant place. And I'm like, crap, what am I going to do? So I eventually had to call a buddy of mine. He picked me up and drove me home. And, you know, I like waddled into my house and then like sat on the couch and I was feeling miserable for myself. Right. Because, well, look, I was like a month away from the marathon. Like I couldn't even get to like kilometer 31 or 32 or whatever I was at. So I still had another 10 kilometers before I was even a marathon level. And I guess for me, I felt failure because I failed this long run and I didn't know if I was even going to complete the marathon. And then I was even reflecting back on my entire training and I was like, oh crap, if I couldn't do 30 kilometers, how am I going to do 40? Like, have I just messed up the entire training? Am I going to have to wait until next year?
Did you fail though, or do you just didn't finish?
Well,
that's the way you need to look at it.
That's how I looked at it. Yeah. So I guess I went through these six steps that we'll go through in a moment and I took the time, reflected on what I did and then re-strategized. And I think a lot of you could gain something out of this for your own challenge right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's jump into number one.
Yep.
So step number one of any failure is acceptance. So first step is you've just got to accept that it's happened. So for me, I accepted that I couldn't run 36 kilometers on that given day, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if you wanted to be a bodybuilder and you didn't place on a day, okay, accept it, right?
Accept it, yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you are doing the challenge right now and you might have dropped off at week number two, okay, accept it. It's happened, right? And that's in the past now. So that's step one.
If you had five beers on the weekend, which some people do, accept it, put it behind you and don't dwell on it. Yeah. Just move on because you can't take back what you've already done.
Yeah. And of course, you're going to be your hardest critic.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be tough as well. Like if you're telling us that you're drinking on the weekend, you know, we're going to be tough on you.
Yeah.
But that's happened in the past and, you know, you can't change the past.
Can't change it. So you might as well just accept it and just move on and just make this a fresh day. But don't do it again.
No.
Learn by your mistakes. You know, that's it was a mistake to have the five beers. So yeah, I've told a few people actually.
Yeah.
Don't drink.
Don't drink. All right. Well, then after step number one, acceptance, you go into step number two, which is forgiveness. So the next step is to forgive yourself that's happened,
hard.
Right?
That's hard,
yeah.
Right?
So like I kind of mentioned, you know, you're going to be your toughest critic.
Yeah.
Right? You look at your progress photos, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're going to be your toughest critic and you're going to find out, you're going to see exactly where you might be storing some fat. You might be looking at the size of your shoulders and be like, oh, it's not big enough. You might be looking at those jeans that you want to fit into and, you know, you're going to be tough on yourself. And the next step is to, you know, forgive yourself. Right.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You've got to just, you've made the mistake. So forgive yourself and just move on and don't go back to where you were. Don't go doing it again.
Yeah. So I guess linked with forgiveness is knowing that you're not a failure. So for me, when I was doing my run and, you know, I failed my long run, I had to first accept, yes, it's happened. And then the second step was to say, okay, Steve, you're not a failure. You're not a bad runner, which that's questionable.
I'm no runner,
I had to tell myself, all right, I'm not a failure, because I could have easily just gone down a negative cycle and said, oh, I'm a failure, I can't run, that's it, I give up, I failed, nah, I'm not going to do the marathon, I'm not going to finish, I'm done, right?
Yeah.
And that could be the exact same thing that happened maybe to you in the challenge. You might have had a bad weekend where you decided to have pizza, beer and ice cream and not train. Okay, forgive yourself, you're not a failure. It's just like in what they say from for boxers, you know, it's just you got to get back up again and jump back into it. So moving on from forgiveness, step number three is to reflect on what's happened. So, you know, Helen alluded to it, we've got to learn from our mistakes.
Yes, right? For sure. Just, I mean, you see what you've done and you know what you've done. I mean, everyone looks at their photos after they've done this and they turn around, they look at them and they say, oh my God, I can see I've put all my weight back on. You can't do that. It just, that's impossible. You can't put on all the weight you've lost. So, you don't put the fat on in a weekend. You don't put the weight back on in a weekend. Mm. Just don't even look at the photos. Mm. Just start Monday morning and off you go again. And just don't go back there.
Yeah. So, you know, like going back to the challenge, you know, if you did have a poor weekend and you've forgiven yourself, the next step is to reflect. So maybe you can think about the scenario that you put yourself in. So maybe you did go to your buddy's house and you went there because you were, I don't know, playing video games and you have a routine that you get pizza. So you put yourself in this situation where it's pizza night. You know that the guys are going to be drinking beers and then you know that you guys always get ice cream afterwards. So you've chosen to get yourself in that situation, right? But then you can reflect on that process and think next time, okay, could I have just told my friends that this is the plan that I want to take? I'm not going to eat pizza and drink beers that night. And maybe you have an alternative. So maybe you decide that you're going to drink water that night. And maybe you decide that you're going to have your own meal before you go and play video games, right? So it's about setting yourself up.
There's also maybe you could have looked at your macros and said, well, I can make my own pizza on a bit of bread and I can have soda water and I can make protein ice cream. Yeah. You know, there's different ways around it. You don't have to stop being social
because of that.
Yeah, because you're on the challenge. Yeah. You just make it fit with you.
So like for me, back to my running analogy, you know, I had to sit down and reflect what happened in that run that made me fail and stop. So, you know, I sat down and looked at my nutrition on the day. So, you know, what did I have for breakfast? What was my hydration like? Because that's a big one. What was my nutrition like the days leading up to it? What was my training load the days leading up to it? So I sat down for quite some time in my depressive state and with my with my tired legs while sitting on the couch being like, what happened? Why did this go so wrong? And I think what I realized was the importance of hydration. So that was a learning experience for me. That failure was a learning experience for me because I learned that water was so important to complete the marathon that when I actually was doing the marathon, every drink station I went by, I forced myself to drink even if I didn't feel thirsty because I knew what it felt like to feel that dehydration. And that's what I pointed my finger to as the reason why I failed. So taking from that, reflecting is where you learn. So if you've made a mistake and you have failed, we've got to learn and do that by reflection.
Did you finish the marathon?
I did finish the marathon. Okay. 4 hours 40.
Were you thirsty afterwards?
I was thirsty, yes. And that was
well done.
Yeah. But I retired from running.
Sensible man.
For now, yeah. But no, it's impressive to see a lot of the challenges that are coming through now who have completed marathons, especially the recent Gold Coast Marathon, which is really cool.
It's good.
Now, number four. Yes. Journey. So after reflection, yes, we've got to consider the journey. So we kind of alluded to it earlier that to make behavior change, to achieve any goal, there is a large journey. And a lot of the time we want to go from point A to point B. But, you know, when we do want to achieve something great and extraordinary, it's usually a point A to point Z. So we have to go through the entire alphabet before we get there. So, you know, in the case of trying to get in the best shape of your life and improving your body composition, sometimes, you know, there will be stubborn days, right? You might be doing everything perfectly, but, you know, your body's stagnant and you might need to find different avenues to get that change in your body. Maybe you need to train a little bit harder. Maybe you need to drink some more water. Maybe you need to improve your sleep. So remember that it's a journey, not a very simple process. And that's to achieve almost any goal.
You may also want to back off on your training, which is another sometimes. One because some people just overtrain.
Yeah. You know,
doing like 2 and 3 sessions a day. 7 days a week doesn't do you any good either.
Yeah. So I guess back to my analogy of my run, like I needed to understand that it's a journey, a learning process. So I needed to learn how to fuel myself for a long distance run. I needed to learn how to mentally prepare myself to, you know, hit that wall. And I need to learn how to run a marathon. So it was all part of the journey. So I could have easily looked at it as like a failure, but I had to consider the whole journey.
It doesn't also hurt to extend your journey. It doesn't have to be 12 weeks. You can extend it out to, you know, as long as you like a year if you wanted to, you know.
Well, realistically, for like a good quality body transformation and body change, depending on your starting point, we're looking at least a 12-month process, right? Yeah. And a lot of the times the challenge here, 12 weeks, really kickstarts a lot of challenges and they go on to really exceed, you know, beyond the challenge, right? And then there's also a huge portion of people who do multiple challenges. And we find that, you know, the second, the third challenge, as we're reaching that 12-month transformation time, that's when we see these huge improvements. And when you look back, if you are listening to this and you have done 3 challenges now, you might look back from your very first image and go, wow, you are a completely different person now, which is really inspiring.
It's funny, I was talking to a girl this morning and she said to me, she started the challenge, she was very nervous and she's doing the platinum with me and she was asking lots and lots of questions in the beginning, which is really good. So she's learning. And then she said in the last couple of weeks, she's just realized that she's going to do another platinum challenge and that her mindset has just switched. It's just her journey is not 12 weeks. Her journey is as long as it needs to be to reach the results that she wants.
So
it doesn't have to be a set time. It can also be, you know, just extend it out. Just have as long as you need to actually get to your goals. Yeah. It was just nice for her to say that she's all of a sudden her mindset's just just switched and she just realized that it's not a 12-week challenge.
It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a journey now. It's a long journey for her because she's got big goals.
Yeah.
So, which is really good. Yeah.
Number well, after five number now? Five, yes. Number five is looking for inspiration and support. So, of course, we need support and, you know, inspiration and motivation to keep us going with any goal. So, you know, if you are doing the challenge, you hopefully have access to the forum where we support each other. And hopefully you have found the Facebook group that we have. So the Max and Maxine official support group. And this is an open invitation to anybody listening to this, is to join our Facebook group and you'll have access to exclusive content. You'll have access to like-minded challengers and people who are trying to improve their fitness and their health. And, you know, we do quite a lot of giveaways on there as well. And, you know, that's just a Facebook group and it's run by you guys. It's run by the challengers. It's run by ex-challengers. And it's a real support group. And there's, I think,
also people that might be doing the challenge, you know, who might be thinking about doing the challenge. There's a whole,
yeah,
whole field of people out there. So
yeah,
you're welcome. Anyone's welcome to come into the group and you don't have to be a challenger or a past challenger.
Yeah, anyone is welcome. Yeah. And, you know, it's inspiring to see some of the challengers who upload videos themselves training, upload photos of their transformation. And, you know, if you're in a position where you're trying to improve your body composition, you're trying to stay fit and healthy, you know, this is consistent, you know, reminders and inspiration, you know, to keep going and training hard. So I guess for me, what I did was I found inspiration in a friend of mine who ran a marathon. So I spent a lot of time with him, kind of picking his brain. And, you know, he was really supportive of me to complete the marathon and not give up. So, you know, it's always about finding that support network, which I think is really
important. And that's what's been good with the Facebook group, is people have been posting up their videos and all the challenges, and people not doing the challenge are in there supporting, you know,
yeah,
good on you, great work, you know, nice lift. And it's great, encouraging, and it lifts, yeah, you up too, really, for someone does, to come in and say, oh, you're doing really well. It's, yeah, a bit of a buzz. A
bit of a buzz, yes.
Yeah, a bit of a buzz. I know it was like when I did my challenge and,
yeah,
it was just for someone to comment on something, because we didn't, yeah, have the Facebook group then, it was, yeah, only the forum, but for someone to comment on something of mine,
yeah,
or even on my journal to give me a thumbs up or something, yeah, like that was like a buzz.
And it's like complete randoms, like, yeah, like, then, like, nobody you know, like, not, complete strangers. Yeah, yeah,
didn't know me from a bar random, of soap.
Random, such a millennial. And then, you know, once you've found some good quality inspiration and some support, we move on to step six.
Step six is move forward.
And step six is just to move on. It's to, yeah, move forward. And that's probably the hardest spot, right?
It
where
is.
We've gone through the whole steps. We've accepted that, you know, maybe you failed. You've forgiven yourself. You've reflected on your journey. You've understood that it is a journey. And you found some inspiration and motivation. And then finally, it's time to move forward. And, you know, just like I said earlier, like a boxer, if you've been knocked down, it's time to stand back up and keep going. And, you know, this challenge, changing your behaviors, achieving any goal out there really is a marathon, right? And it is a very long process. And at times you want to give up, and at times you want to stop, and at times you think that you're a failure. But it's those times that when it really matters, it's time to move forward and keep on grinding.
Yeah, right. If you are struggling with goals and you don't know what to do, make them a daily goal to make sure you do 12,000 steps, or a weekly goal to make sure you get every workout in, to keep your nutrition tight. There's lots of little mini goals that you can actually, yeah, do to get through each day and each, yeah, week. It's, yeah,
yeah,
like, and look, the Facebook group, if you have any problems, you just get on there and I'm losing motivation, and just watch the flood of people's, mm-hmm, comments that come in. It'd,
yeah,
be amazing.
Yeah, it's happened a few times just, yeah, over the past weeks. It's, yeah, great, yeah. Back to what you were saying about setting up goals, you know, I'm a huge advocate for, you know, really disgustingly small goals. And I've spoken about this a bit on the Facebook group. So you probably see some videos of mine on the Facebook group about it. But I guess, you know, when you think of habits and small decisions, you know, they have a very compound and avalanche effect. So let's use the example of going to a gym, right? Going to a gym and doing your workout, you know, we can look at that as a very large decision. You've had to drive to the gym, you've had to get out of your car, you've had to walk into the gym, possibly get changed, you have to set up a bunch of equipment and all the other bits and pieces to completing a workout. But that all starts from one decision to go to the gym, right?
Get out of bed.
So you can break that decision all the way back down to a very micro decision. So if you've read a book by James Clear called Atomic Habits, and he talks about how if you just start the ball rolling, you start the momentum and you just make one decision, one goal. And that could be something like get out of bed.
Yeah.
It might be something like, okay, just go brush your teeth And then, you know, you could start the momentum to, okay, I've got my shoes on now. Okay, I'm out the door. Okay, I'm in the gym now. Okay, I'm halfway through my exercise. All right, I'm done. All right, that all started because I just got out of bed.
It's right. Funny how you can lie in bed and you can think of a thousand reasons why you don't need to get up. Oh, well, I can do it after work, or I can do it tonight, or whatever. And it doesn't happen though.
Yeah. And it's the same thing happens when you get home from work, right? So if you train in the evenings, when you walk in your front door, you have a decision either to maybe get changed into comfy clothes and sit on the couch, or you can get changed into gym clothes. And that decision in that one moment decides what you're going to do that evening, right? So, you know, if you think of like a larger tree, that decision changes it, right? So, you know, your goal, if you wanted to go to a gym, could be, all right, let's just put on gym clothes, and then it'll be a snowball effect. And next thing you know, you're in the gym. Next thing you know, you're leaving the gym because you worked out, and then you're one step closer to succeeding in that journey where you might have failed in the past.
I have that at night because I leave work and cold winter. I just want to go home and in front of the fire. But I ring my husband every night on my way home, and that's turn the heater on now.
Turn the heater on.
So turn the heater on in the shed so that I can go and do my workout.
Very
and then
toasty.
Don't want to waste the gas that we've used, so go out into a warm shed. But if I didn't actually ring him, I probably would just drive all the way home and go and sit on the couch. So it's just, it's those little steps, those tiny little goals and just little habits too.
Yeah.
The habit is to ring him every day so that he turns the heater on, then I go home and work out. So,
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Lots of little things.
Yeah. So that's it, guys. I think that wraps up our podcast. Now, if you're listening to this and you are doing the challenge and you are maybe losing a bit of motivation, or maybe you have fallen off the bandwagon, maybe you did give up in week 2 or 3 and you want to still finish the challenge, because at this recording, you know, we're still another 4 weeks left in the challenge. So, you know, we could still get amazing body transformations in that 4 weeks.
So much happens in 4 weeks.
So much happens in 4 weeks. And, you know, the first steps you can take is just to re-engage in the community, re-engage in the content. So every week I release a whole range of different content on the theme of the week. So, you know, you can jump onto the challenge website and read some of the content. You can jump onto the Facebook group and maybe watch one of my live videos that I've been doing on Monday nights at 7 o'clock. And you maybe that can re-inspire you to finish the challenge that you started. And maybe you did miss out on a couple of weeks. That's okay. Reflect on what's happened. Understand it's a journey, and then move on. You know, take our 6 steps to achieving any goal, even if you have failed.
Very true.
Yes. That's it.
There you go. We've done our 6 steps.
6 steps. And we'll leave it there.
We'll leave it there. Thanks, guys. Talk to you all soon.
Ciao. Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.